Unique Beats.
Yes, people, what's happening? It's the Unique Beats podcast with myself, the Chief of Police.
And me, Andy Farina, back again. I think it's been quite a long time.
Yeah, man, we're just back to deliver the bass-thumping, top-thumping craziness that you all enjoy for all you mad dog soldiers of the rave world. Now, listen, I've got something I'm going to be saying to you right now. I've had enough, right? Do you know what I'm saying? I'm going to take your mother out on a date.
Is that a musical term or
no.
Insulting my family?
Like, you know, not you, the listeners, right? I'm going to take your mum out on a date, a steak dinner, right? And then I'll never call her again.
Why did you, I don't even know why we. You, that's just confusing, to be honest.
Listen, they know what I'm talking about, right? Listen, guys, that's what it's all about. Now let's go into the music. What was that we were just listening to, man?
That was 8-Track Productions.
Oh, is this the dudes from LDN?
They are, yeah. That track was called 15 till 2. I don't know what that means, but maybe 3 o'clock in the afternoon till 2 in the morning.
It's like a chronological myth.
The afternoon to evening parties, not the morning.
It's like that space between you've had your al fresco, right? Now you want to move on to the bar, right? And then you hit the, you know, they hit the town
it's
heavy.
Post-brunch rave.
So this is like a post-brunch rave dedication. Thank you, guys. It's like one of these like really... like one of these kind of tracks that I just think, you know what, that could do with just one wee, like a little MC loop over it every now and then.
They are a hip-hop and electronica bunch of producers. They did mention in the email this is their first instrumental album.
All right.
So I'm not sure what other stuff they do. I haven't heard any of the stuff. I believe it might have some MCing on. Mm-hmm. I don't know, I'll have to check it out. Maybe go on a future podcast, it'd be good. Mm-hmm. They've got a new album out, out on label Route 70, which is a Japanese hip-hop label.
Sweet.
So, well done, lads. Sweet. Enjoyed the track very much.
That was a good one.
We'll go straight into next track, which is called Tech Funk.
By Mr. Adams.
Adams Electro, he's been on the show before, and it's nice to have him back, because he makes some blinding music.
Nice clean-cut sounds, very professional.
Sound. I think an apology to Adams Electro as well, because last time we forgot to put his MySpace on the website, which was shambolic. It's embarrassing.
It's almost heretical.
I know. So I'm actually going to read it out on air. It's myspace.com/... Adams Electro.
Ooh.
Simple.
Jizzine.
No, simple. So here's Tech Funk by Adams Electro.
Tracks like that, it's just like someone's offloaded a whole load of hot funk in your mouth.
This podcast gets worse, I'm sure about it. It's supposed to be a family-friendly show.
Listen, you know, it's just the flavour of funk, you know? Why do they think they call it flavour? Isn't flavour flave? Because I'm badly behaved, I'm in the caves, I'm on the street and I'm in the raves as the chief of police and I hit you funky.
Get away from the mic. Because MC.
Because they're going to say, get away from my kids. Get away
if
from
I
my
had kids, they wouldn't be allowed to see you, that's for sure. That was a cool tune.
Yeah, yeah. No, that was actually, it was funky, you know, a nice wee bass line there. Like,
disco. It was almost old school.
Yeah.
It was very funkalicious.
I can imagine dancing in a like small pair of socks to that. With like a rose between my cheeks.
Hopefully not in,
and a German
not
nightclub.
In a nightclub.
A German nightclub.
We've already discussed in a previous podcast your the sort of clubs you go to.
Yeah, yeah. It's, of course, if we were to refer back to, I think, podcast one or two.
We
breached on the subject of me visiting sort of spew and pant e pubs club, yeah. Clubs in
not great territory.
No,
at the,
no.
The end of the night.
But you do it with style.
It's fine. Yeah. It's fine. It's what you're all about.
Exactly.
Okay, we're going. I'm not sure where Adam's Electro is from. I think he might be old Glasgow.
All right. Well,
sunny Glasgow.
Well, if you're not today, you're from Glasgow, mate. Well, yeah. You know, first of all, we just disregard your MySpace and, you know, to let the world know who you are.
And then we just,
you got like this alter alias.
You could be from like Skegness, and if Glasgow's the stuff.
It could be from the flat downstairs, Andy. You just don't know.
True,
oh, sorry, not a flat, the studio downstairs. Yeah, we're not in flats here. We're in a studio.
Studio.
But we're going to be going stateside with the next
guy,
aren't we?
We are. I think we're going to stay there for the next two tracks, in fact.
Sweet.
We're going to go somewhere in the US. I don't know where this guy is from in the US.
I'm going to say North Carolina.
Yeah?
Yeah, just, you know, why not?
Okay, well, he's on a label called AJ Records, and it's ajrecords.co.cc.
All right, well, that changes things. I'm going to say it's Atlanta. Well, let's, you know.
How does CC come into Atlanta? I don't, no, okay.
Listen,
okay,
right,
we'll go for
Atlanta.
It.
I know these things. I know
okay,
this, you know,
Alan Dawson's from Atlanta in the US. And his track.
And apparently it's lovely there, he told us.
I know, yeah, very nice. His track is called The Stroll, and then after that we're going off to Vegas. But for now, Alan Dawson, The Stroll.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, we're doing it now. Right, cool. Right, cheers, man, cheers. That was Alan Dawson on the phone there. Apparently, it's not Atlanta. So, yeah, he was giving me grief from it.
Where is it?
Kentucky.
That's with a K. Yeah. Can't text me on the phone. Make it worse.
Yeah. Oh. He was in Kentucky.
Right.
He was in Kentucky in the state of Bourbon.
Okay. Oh god.
Oh. I didn't know it's Kentucky a state or something. I don't know. Because you like that. You know, that's something that Americans do. Like, they see if you know you're right, Andy. Where say, you know, I'm off to Stockholm. Sound. You know, that'd be good enough.
Yeah.
The Americans, you know, they go Stockholm, Sweden. You know, they follow up like, you know, so Jersey. What is that? That's New York State or something like that. You know what I mean? Houston, Texas. They follow up by where you know the larger area is. So you know, Kentucky bourbon, okay. Or fried chicken. Or Kentucky. I should be so lucky.
let's take a plane from Kentucky over to Las Vegas.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's great, cool. I mean, we've had tracks from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Swedefricans, Australia.
Yeah,
yeah. All sorts of faces you know, from the continent Europe.
Cool.
And regardless of where you go, the language of electro speaks to us in the same way. So
yeah, it's nice to see it's alive and well all over the world.
Yeah, I think that last track I'd quite happily play while making naked sexy time with a lady or a man. So who have we got coming up next?
We're going to Las Vegas,
Nevada. No, because that's the way it should be.
In America, yes,
mm-hmm.
as you should know.
Yes,
at least.
Oh, to give it, Las Vegas, Nevada, America, the New World.
Mm-hmm.
That's its full postcode.
Yeah. Okay.
Zip code.
That's a zip code, is it?
The new world is a zip code. It is. And we're in the old world.
Right, we're in Vegas, okay. And the chap's name is Chemo25, and this is a pretty crazy song, but I love it, and it's called Clipper. We'll be right back.
How many genres can you actually fit in a song?
Yeah.
Like, hip hop, dub, D&B, like.
It was grimy, dubsteppy. Yeah. I love it. Well done.
I was listening to. Alexander's on Radio 1. Someone on Radio 1, there's a late night session and they're interviewing Chasing Status, and apparently they're really big stateside, and like Pharrell Williams was chatting to them and like knew all about dubstep, and he's big on that scene like in the States, and it's doing quite
well. I think
well,
the dubstep scene in America is quite different from the UK one.
Well, it was like,
I think there's quite a lot of competition between the two
genres. But they're working harmony. It was like when there was Garage about, there was UK Garage and there was US Garage, mm-hmm. and they were slightly different sounds and they had different perspectives on it and that. And it was, yeah, it was cool.
No, it's cool to like that. Like
the turnout there. That's cool.
I suppose that's how genres are created, you know. People exactly. take them and do different things with them. If the US are doing something of it, I think it's a lot cleaner, the sound, the dubstep sound in America to yeah. the UK, which is...
Well, it comes from a different route. I mean, you look at how you had your Garage and two-step, and then you had your grime as a fallout because the MCs were all of a sudden out of a job. So you focus on the electro side, and some of the MCs are going into like dancey kind of stuff, yep. like what Dizzy's doing, mm-hmm. and whatever, Wiley and whatever. And then the other guys are going into just like these kind of solid, the solid beat-based stuff, mm-hmm. and that's where we've got ours from. It'd be interesting, I don't know enough about the history about how it's happened in the States, but from what I've heard there, it's been productive and it's been worthwhile, so yeah. Well done, Chemo.
I think you look at like genres and stuff... back in the day, like rock and roll, you know, that, mm-hmm. that moved from blues and jazz, mm-hmm. and things like that. And I think electronic production is making these new genres nowadays.
And accelerated state as well. Yeah, I think it surely is going hand in hand with how fast technology is advancing, mm-hmm. since this is a technology driven, industry of this range of music that we're listening to. You know, you got all your plugins and hardware and various bits of software. And they're changing at such a rate.
Yeah, I mean, you can do whatever
what we expect.
You like.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, whatever you've got in your head, you can put down on track, basically.
But the one we're about to listen to now is by, I don't know how, he's got a couple of names, actually. Is it Doja Principal? But he's also Massey. Massey's his second name.
Yeah.
I spoke to this guy a little bit on Facebook. He's up my street in terms of what he's into. Listen to this, though. We're talking about, as I mentioned, two-step just there. This is like a real, like, garagey, early 90s house party kind of, urban-y kind of track. And it's good, but it's got, like, nice dancey elements, like 90s dancey elements in it as well.
We're going to go with, we're going to call him Craig Massey.
Craig Massey, or Comrade Massey is on Facebook.
Comrade Massey. Like. And the song is called Vanity Fair.
Yeah, I've got a lot of time for this track, so let's
crank it up.
Let's get it. modulation on that B-line, man, is sick.
I can imagine that in a club.
Oh, yeah. Like, what was it? At the risk of sounding like I'm having a stroke, is macking a thing.
He loves the bass. He loves it.
I just love bass wonk.
So, wonk.
Bass wonk.
We're in conjunction with Red Dog Music.
Oh, UK. I mean, those guys are magicians.
Like. Yeah, they're behind our events, our festivals, our podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
So, please make sure you go and check them out. And also, just like to say congratulations to Red Dog Music for winning the Best Independent Retailer at the Music Industry Association Awards 2009. Now, they've only been in business just over a year. And, how many months was that? 16 months. We've got a representative from Red Dog in the studio.
Yes.
But
the same one that thinks that I sound like I'm having a stroke. That's why I sort of touched
but,
that.
well done, Red Dog Music. That's an amazing achievement. Whee! Woo! We should get some sound effects.
Whee!
We should get some stock sound effects for that.
Well, you know, you've got me. They call me SFX.
Like the guy from Police Academy.
Someone said that last night.
It's not a very good version of
that. On that note, I'll just have a wee interlude here. Someone said that last night. It was the guy running a karaoke night at...
Were you doing your bass wonk?
I was doing my Justin Timberlake Rock Your Body after a few scoops, and I was doing that...
And to throw it in the light.
I was in there with. I want to give a big shout out to Team Chebs. Yeah, that's what they're called. Two very well endowed girls who ensured that I had a cracking time over my birthday weekend there. So shout out to you girls there. But yeah, that's what I was thinking of. SFX. Anyway, Nandu, cool. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's. We're going to talk about something a little bit later called the Unique Beats Presents videos, which is the next exciting step in the Unique Beats path. Domination.
Now, as if our dulcet tones weren't enough to make your very outermost regions tingle with glee, you can now look at us.
I mean, can you imagine?
Surely these people are gonna have to pay for the privilege.
Oh no!
Because I mean, I don't even let people walk up to me in the street.
No.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, get away, you bum!
We're very famous. Let's face it.
I have to wear a plague mask when I go out in the streets. You know, like bring out your desk, those kind of guys with the long
don't
noses.
Inhale the same fumes as the plebs.
Oh, these mere mortals.
But we'll talk about that in a minute. Let's go on to a track by Narco Funk.
Narco Funk. Yeah, I must have overlooked.
Yeah, he got in contact with us, as a few did, from IDMforums.com, which is the place to be
for networking,
electronica fiends. And the track is called "Get Closer, Honey Dope."
Yeah, that's quite cool to say. My ears have pricked up because my favourite track just now is called "Get Near," and you know, if it's anything like that, then it can't be all bad.
Well, he's using Cubase and Reason, so let's see what he does with them.
Thank you.
That's some dope honey.
It's nice, isn't it?
That is quite nice. Yeah, that's another one where I make sort of have cardinal knowledge with someone.
I can't really come back on that, really. That's just a great ambient track. Well then, as we mentioned before, see how I cut you off there?
I was going to go off on a tangent.
As we mentioned about 3.5 minutes ago, Unique Beats Presents is the new video service by Unique Beats, and what we're basically doing is we're restricted to mainly Edinburgh. But there's plenty of electronic artists here, simply because we don't have a car.
Listen, you want to? No, I've got a car. But if you want to pay the fuel bill, you know, I'll make Cinemastic Love on your asses.
The plan is we're going around to different people who have performed at Unique Beats. Whether they've performed at the events or given us a track for the podcast or are going to perform at the events in the future, and we're going to go and meet with them, have a look around their studio, have a look at their gear.
I'm just thinking you should do one for me. We could do it like an MTV Cribs style thing. And I'd be like, and at the end of the show I can like set my cat on you and like, you gotta get out, man, you gotta get out. But like during the tour I'd probably show you, this is my toilet, this is where I do the wicked.
This is where I make up my tunes in the toilet,
I write domestic lyrics in team.
So we'll go and meet up with them, have a look at what gear they use, you know, software and hardware, have a chat to them about influences, see what they're doing with themselves musically, and then also perform a wee live performance.
Ah, excellent.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to don my famous cockatoo outfit for that.
Nice. Yeah, we'll save yours till the last.
Yeah, I'll do
the first person we're going to is Alextronic. Paul Crone is actual name, is he runs Alextronic Records, so we're going to have a look around the studio, and then as I said, we'll see what he's doing live. So hopefully we'll be doing one of these each month.
Is he quite instrumentally, or is he just...
He mainly does all the laptop stuff and the synth stuff, but I think he brings in a lot of session musicians, singers and guitarists and things like that.
Was he the last Unique Beats?
He was. He had flashlights on his head.
Oh, okay.
He was going for it.
Yeah. Was it Lectoid?
He was before Lectoid, yeah. Lectoid. And so that'd be good.
It's cool. It was like, you know, in Blade 1, and they go at the nightclub, and there's the DJ, and he's got the two little flashlights strapped to his head. Yeah. It was like that.
Luckily, there wasn't, like, blood.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I would call that lucky. I'd rather like cattle blood pouring down my nether regions.
Nice. So we're staying, after we've talked about someone in Edinburgh, we're going to stay in Edinburgh to a guy called Injun and a track called Running. He mainly uses Ableton, but also Reactor. He's based in Edinburgh, as I said, but he runs night called Subtext at GRV, which is a great night.
Mm-hmm. I like GRV. Cheap drink, not that we're plugging that night.
No, it's good. They've got a good electric thing going on there. I think they're kickstarting a lot of things in Edinburgh, so that's really good. They're giving people the opportunity to put on these nights. Mm-hmm. Subtext is quite a long-running night, and it's very popular and very good, so get yourself down there. He's signed to Tribal Waves Records. He's normally a DJ. Mm-hmm. I think he uses Ableton to DJ, in fact. But this is one of his tracks, so check it out.
I think it's fair to say that tune is enough to scant you and blow a raspberry on your stomach at the same time.
That's an interesting way to put it, but yeah. A Blinded track, Injun, and the song was called Running. Do check him out.
I can't. It's a shame. I'm guessing that track's got a lot more bass than what we just were able to hear there.
Yeah. I mean, we're disgustingly using laptop speakers. It's an embarrassment. But when you listen back, please
get it grimy.
You know, maybe you're sitting at home. You know, and your parents have got an amazingly expensive. Yeah. Sound system. They don't want you to touch. Make an exception.
I want you to write in actually and recount just how relaxed your colon got.
please don't write in about that. But
don't send any pictures.
You do not want a visual story about that. If you do want to get in contact with us, please contact us through podcast@unibeats.co.uk. Whether you just want us to give a shout out. Not that we probably will, because it's really cheesy.
Yeah, we don't do that.
No, but if you've got tracks of your own, please send them in.
Mm-hmm.
We will do our utmost to play them, right, either on the next podcast or future podcasts. They are all stored. So, get in touch with us. Without you guys, we kind of disappear,
mm-hmm,
which would be sad.
Some pictures of your mum before I take her on a date would be good as well.
Yeah.
Just so you know, I'm not turning up with my digit in my hand.
You're a classic guy. So that's the end of the show. We've got.
But we didn't even have. The agricultural phone in.
No. What's the agricultural?
Well, listen, farmers get funky as well. I'm frequently inundated with emails from the livestock community in particular.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got the distinct feeling that some of their, especially ewes, but just bovine, porcine, you know, whatever goes bleat or moo or
any ines,
and like that, felines actually as well. What's funky? Because they're tapping their feet, they're feeling a wee bit like they want to get their groove on, and so next time we're going to do that, we're going to use that as a feature.
Agricultural electro.
What do animals get down to? And you've got to remember as well, I mean, not all the tracks that we've played in this podcast are exactly, you know, bassline slamming upbeat ones. We've got some nice ambient ones. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for the reproductive purposes.
Sort of lambing.
Well, yeah. Yeah. If I was a sheep, I'd want to get down to something real smooth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
With that funky one by Adam's Electro.
I mean, it only lasts like 30 seconds for these guys, so, yeah. You know.
And pigs have orgasms for half an hour. You need like a mix though, wouldn't you? Maybe the podcast. Maybe they'll listen to the podcast. When they come
half
down.
An hour?
Yeah.
It's not just like a bladder dysfunction. It's like stream of piggy juice.
And on that...
bombshell.
On that bombshell. It's the end of the show. So a big shout out to all the people who have played there. Who sent in their tracks and all those who sent them in, but we didn't get to play because we will get to play them
in future podcasts.
So don't worry.
Yep.
A massive shout out to the award-winning reddogmusic.co.uk.
Reddogmusic.co.uk. The future of space travel and music all rolled into one.
I know, they cover all
bases. I say space travel because that's one of the reasons you go down and check it out. You know, it's Space Odyssey 2001 and they all go out in those white sort of hazmat suits.
Mm-hmm.
That's the staff dress in those
sure
things.
It's not.
And there's like silver, shiny, foily furniture and stuff.
It'd be cool if it was like one of those. He's on the space base.
Yeah.
The circular one. If the shop was like that. We'll have to mention this to them because this is quite genius.
Yeah. I wear a hazmat suit to bed.
Okay, we probably won't mention it to them.
A seatless one.
We're going out with a bang, with a song called Final Cut, and the artist is Joe Preck. So thanks from me, Chief of Bleas.
Well, you're not the Chief of Bleas. I'm the Chief of Bleas.
Me and the Chief. I forgot
Andy
to use
Farina
the word.
And me,
yeah,
the Chief of Bleas.
Me and the Chief of Bleas, and also Red Dog Music.
.co.uk.
Nice. Say it again.
Red Dog Music. .co.uk.
Lovely.
To your mother.
Check it out.
Word
so we'll see you next month, but in the meantime, keep checking the website out because the videos are going to be online soon.
And that cockatoo outfit, I'm going to have it freshly dry cleaned and everything. And it's seatless as
trying
well.
I'm trying to get people to go to the website.
Okay.
See you next month. unique beats.